Baruchim Abayim to the 12th in the continuing series of Shi'urim, that is lectures, on the part of the Guide for the Perplexed, the Rambam Zmei Nevuchim, in which he deals with the Tamei HaMitzvahs, the reasons, the rationale underlying Kadosh Baruch Hu's commandments. Now, at the very, very last end of last week's Shia, I made reference to an apparent contradiction in the Rambam, which ostensibly overturns everything I've taught you over the last 12 lectures, everything that's been found in the Mor Nevuchim. This is not my own kasha, this is a well-known question and contradiction that's raised by just about everybody. But I think we said it, we would say, offhand, or without actually stating the contradiction thoroughly, or actually going to the sources. So I thought maybe we would actually elaborate on the last few sentences of last week's lecture, and either I would explain in a deeper and more lucid way what I meant, or interpret in a much more deeper and lucid way what I meant. Ein beis medrash bli chiddush, as Chazal said. Now, first of all, the kasha, that is the question that's brought regarding the Rambam's shita, and it's a two-way question. The question is the Rambam's shita in general, as we've discussed, the Rambam repeats and reiterates over and over again that all the mitzvahs have a reason. Chas v'shalom, one cannot attribute to God a vacuous or vain action, and God's commandments constitute actions and therefore fall within that maxim. And then number two, it is clear for the Rambam that the korbanos, the sacrifices, in fact, actually have a clear reason, and that reason was that, as we've explained in Perek Lamed Beis, and the Rambam actually explains this afterwards in Perek Manvav, in chapter 46, that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically took those pagan rites that were a part of the cultural the part of the culture, the paganistic culture at that time, and somehow directed them towards a much more monotheistic belief and activity. So therefore, man was somehow weaned off a paganistic culture and frame line, and was brought to a much more monotheistic and recognition of the true God, which is in fact revealed by the Torah, Adonai Hashem Elokecha. Now, the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, it's the custom of the Rambam in many places that at the end of an entire section of halachas to somehow give some type of a devar musa, but to explain a little bit of the ethical and general ideological content of halachas. So the Rambam says, and this is a very famous Rambam, most people learn this Rambam as totally unaware of the Mor Nevuchim. In Perek Shmini, the 8th Perek in Hilchos Me'ilah, Halacha Ches, says the Rambam, Roy la'adam lizboinu b'mishpat yatei ha'kadosha. One should reflect, one should think about the laws of the Holy Torah, v'leida soif inyonam kifi chayga. Try to understand them as much as possible. The Rambam says it's important to understand the Torah. Not that those people who claim that the Rambam is saying here that we should sacrifice our intellects, the Rambam is saying the exact opposite. The Rambam is saying that it's fitting that a person should use his intellect to try to understand the Torah as much as possible. Right? In other words, but if in fact a person is unable to find, if on a specific item, a specific commandment, a person is unable to find a reason, or doesn't understand the rationale, but he shouldn't, in other words, he shouldn't use that as an excuse to dismiss the mitzvah. He shouldn't say, in other words, in other things, other than the Torah, of course, if a person understands something, he could dismiss it as being hopelessly unintelligible, and therefore useless and nonsensical. But that's in B'divaychol, says the Rambam, not in anything from the Torah. Right, that's what the Rambam says. In other words, you shouldn't dismiss it just because you cannot find a reason. Right, says the Rambam, Let us, for example, see how much the Torah was very, very strict in the case of Me'ila. Umayim Eitzim Avonim Va'ofa Va'efa Kevin Shenikra Shem Adon Ha'olam Aleyim B'dvorim B'lvad Nizkatshu V'chol Anoyim B'hem Minah Choyol Ma'alba V'afilo Yashege Tzor Kapora. So certainly inanimate, inorganic objects like rocks and dirt and ashes, if a person, right, if a person sanctifies them, right, and therefore after that he derives any benefit from them, that's called the is the prohibition of Me'ila, right? Even if he did it b'shogeg intentionally, he requires a kapar, he requires a certain atonement, which involves is paying a certain amount of money and a car, bring the carbon. Certainly a mitzvah. Here the Rambam is also comparing actually, you know, acts of Me'ila and the mitzvahs themselves. Certainly in a mitzvah, a commandment, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has commanded Shlo Yivayit Ha'adam Ba'em, if Shlo Yivayit Ha'adam, a person should not dismiss the mitzvah, right, because he doesn't know the reason. You see, the Chacham requires to require us to understand both chukim as well as mishpatim. He's supposed to do the chukim. We shouldn't think chukim are any less than mishpatim. Chukim are commandments which essentially we don't understand, statutes, or and mishpatim are more like rational commandments. The Rambam is going to distinguish a little while. But mishpatim and amitzvah shetanim goloi. Mishpatim are mitzvahs where the reason is goli, is revealed. We can see clearly the benefits in this world. You do is no. Could go in the issue of gezel, the prohibition of stealing, shvichas damim, murder, kibbut avaim, filial piety, in other words, respecting one's parents. The reasons are not known. It's very, very interesting. I mean, if I want to stop a little bit here, the Rambam is not saying that the chukim don't. The Rambam is not necessarily saying that chukim are impossible to understand. The Rambam says that a person might try to understand them, and in fact, actually, not be capable of it. Doesn't mean that a person, you know, might eventually think about it for a long time and try to understand it. And now we could say that in chukim, in principle, is impossible to understand. Okay, but the Rambam did begin by saying a person should reflect upon things. If in fact, actually, according to the Rambam, you couldn't understand something in principle, why reflect upon it? Just do it. Just sacrifice your intellect and take everything without thinking about things. But the Rambam obviously felt that it's worth thinking about things, but not every time when a person thinks about things it's possible to understand something. Now, why do I prefer this interpretation of the Rambam? That means that there is a reason that a person might reach, but in fact, it's not clear that he'll reach it, also over the interpretation that, in principle, there's no reason whatsoever. Because if I understand it with the way I'm understanding it right now, so this fits very, very well with what the Rambam says in the Ma'ir Nevuchim, which we learned in chapter 26, which is page 512 and 513 in the Schwartz edition. The Rambam there speaks about chukim. He says, Eilu akuim chukim, those things which are called chukim, he calls them shatnis, basa b'cholom, tzira mishtaleach, right? So he brings the chazal, the vom shechachakti lecha, things that I have, by the way, he brings the same chazal in Ma'ir Nevuchim as he brings in Hilchas Me'ila. He says, now, in other words, you don't have reshus. So it's mashmi, you don't have reshus, means it's not permitted to think about it. So we would tend to think that maybe the Rambam says, I shouldn't even think about it whatsoever, which would contradict the Rambam from the Reisha. But actually, the Rambam explains it clearly in the Ma'ir Nevuchim. He brings the Medrash Chazal, the Vom Shechachakti Lecha Ve'enecha Reshus La'ar Bahem, Vasotim Mekatrig Aleim. The Ram mentions here too that the Umas Ha'olim are Mekatrig on them. He's going to mention this in a little while. B'shivin Aleim, Ve'en Hamon Chachamim, Ma'aminim Shem Devom She'en Lehem Tam Kalal. Says the Rambam, most people don't believe there's no reason whatsoever. V'lo Buk Shalem Tachlis, Ki Zeh Hayah Mevli Dei Ma'is Hashav. Because if you believe there's no reason whatsoever, then it's a vain act of God. Like, right? Ela hamun chachamim, says the Rambam, most chachamim, ma'aminim, sheish lemechachtam. Certainly there's a reason, says the Rambam, right? Kaloyim atachlis mo'ilah, there's a certain purpose for the mitzvah. Ela sheen is teres bitala, but sometimes it's hidden from us. Why? Because not every, there are certain things that a person is not possible to understand, right? But eventually, or in principle, a person should try to understand it, right? Imip neses chlaseno eina maspikit, right? Either because our intellects are not enough to understand it. Vim b'shel chisoni diatzeinu, or there are certain things that we don't know yet, okay? But in other words, I don't see, at least up to this point, with the Rambam at all, and Hilchos Me'ilah is arguing on the Merit of Volkham. What the Rambam seems to be saying is, a person should reflect and try to think about even the Chukim too. However, the Chukim, a certain types of mitzvahs that it might be, that a person will not come to understand their reasons, and so the Rambam, because of this, one should not dismiss them. And that's what the Rambam says, right? There are mishpatim, which are mitzvahs, the talon galor, the tam is revealed, and it's obvious. It's obvious what the reason is. But in chukim are mitzvahs that ain't tam yadua. He doesn't say there's no tam. It's not yadua, which means it's not commonly known. Amu chachamim, chukim, chakti lacha, ve'elacha, v'chus lahara behem. So the Rambam here brings the same chazal in Hilchos Me'ilah as it brings in the Merit of Volchem. V'yitzvah shel Adam, nokvi behem, v'umas ha'oyle meshivin alayim. In other words, the Rambam speaks about, brings the same chazal, that the Umas HaOlam, they castigate us for that, like Isabas Bechalav, right? And Egla Rufa, and Bas HaChazay, and Paraduma, and Sira Mishtalayah. There are the several mitzvahs that brings the Rambam. It's the same author, obviously, is writing the two things. By the way, this is a raya that the Rambam wrote the Meir Nevuchim, okay?
It's a crisis.
The Kama, right, so up to now, there's nothing in Me'ilah that there isn't in Meir HaNevuchim. Except in Me'ilah, the Rambam is emphasizing the fact that because I don't understand something doesn't mean that I should necessarily dismiss it, right? And in Meir HaNevuchim, the Rambam is emphasizing that the fact that I don't understand something doesn't mean there's another reason. Okay? The Kamei Adav HaMelech B'Stam and Amidim and Akum Shem Meshivim and Achukim, the Akum and the Goyim and the Minim and the heretics would argue on Chukim and say this is ridiculous. Right, because the man should live in Moshe, but Shuvos was Sheker, Shachle fi koitz and died to Adam, and Moshe is the biggest betrayer. Okay, and the Ram says the fi koitz and died to Adam. A person is intellectually limited, right? Or he might be missing information, but doesn't mean in principle that there's no reason. Okay, now says so. In other words, up till now there is if a person actually has the Meir Nevuchim on one side and the Mishnah Torah on the other side, up to now there's absolutely no stira between the Meir Nevuchim and the Mishnah Torah. Now, there is a stira. Don't worry, there's a stira. Where's the stira? The stira is respect to Karbonos. Says the Rambam, the Chol HaKarbonos Kulam Mekal HaChukim. The Karbonos are part of the Chukim. So the Rambam says, all the Karbonos are part of the Chukim. Now, based upon what the Rambam says, right, you would expect that the Rambam is telling us that why? Because the Rambam began with Be'ilah, so it doesn't make sense. That why should, you know, the Rambam just all the Karbonos are Chukim. She would think that if the Karbonos are Chukim, so, in fact, according to what the Rambam said up to now, we shouldn't really understand the reasons. That's what that was. The gist of the Mishnah Torah is that the Karbonos are Chukim, and based upon what the Rambam said, like Basa Bechalav, Se Mishtaleir, Basa Chazir, Egla Rufa, we don't really have, we can't really understand those reasons. So the Rambam says, Chol HaKarbonos Bechal Chukim Hei, which a person is supposed to now make a Gzeira Shava, in other words, you know, make an equation and say, well, Karbonos, certainly they're chukim. Based upon what the Rambam has led up to now, they don't have a reason. But the Rambam says no. Chachamim say that the world is maintained because of the Karbonos, because of the sacrifices. And the Rambam says through the sacrifice we get Olam Haba, right? Like it says, Shmatim Chukoy says Mishpatim. The Torah commands the chukim for Mishpatim. Asher Yaseh Adam Oisam Adam V'Chay Behem. Now, first of all, I mean, the Rambam didn't say that the Karbonos are not understood. But that's what we're led to believe. In other words, the Rambam just said the Karbonos are part of the Chukim. And the Rambam was, it's very interesting, the Rambam said
There are chukim which you don't understand, like basa bachala, basa chazer, egla rufa, paraduma, tzera mishtaleh. The Rambam didn't mention korbanos there that we don't understand. But in any case, let's assume, right, without loss of generality, the Rambam is implying that the chukim of the korbanos are things that we don't understand. So the Rambam says that, in fact, actually, right, we have to do them even though, in fact, actually, we don't understand them. So, in other words, this appears to be a stira to the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham says clearly that the Kabbalists have a reason. The Rambam says this in Perek Lamed Beis. He says it also in Perek Mem Vav 2, that the Kabbalists have a clear reason. So this is the famous contradiction. It's very, very interesting that I noticed that the Acharonim, some of the Acharonim who asked the contradiction of the Rambam, ask it from Perek Mem Vav, and not from Perek Chavav, or Perek Lamed Beis. In other words, in Perek Mem Vav, the Rambam gives us a reason for Kabbalists. But in other words, rightly so, they don't ask the contradiction from Perek Chavav, because Rambam is not contradicting himself. The only question is, why is the Rambam... So in other words, what's interesting is that the Rambam is not... everything the Rambam says in the Mishnah Torah, he agrees with in the Magen Avraham. There's absolutely no stira in the Rambam's general philosophy. Right? And all the Rambam is saying is here that in the Mishnah Torah he says the korbanos are chukim, and the Rambam is implying, and I'm putting in quotations, implying that the korbanos are chukim, and therefore we don't understand them, like basa b'chala b'seir mishtamaya. Whereas in the Magen Avraham, the Rambam gives a clear reason for the korbanos, and that reason being that in fact the korbanos were things which were commanded to the Jewish people in order to wean them off a paganistic culture. So that's the, you know, that's what I would call the famous, the Bavusta contradiction in the Rambam. Now, of course, there are, you know, I don't have seen anyone who said, well, the Rambam didn't write the Magen Avraham, so there's no contradiction. But, for example, the Chasam Sofer, in his Tshuvas, in his Chedek Yeredeya, so in the Shut Chasam Sofer, there he has Abdama called Pisuchei Chaisam. And then the Chasam Sofer says that the Rambam in the Magen Avraham was writing for Hejaitim. He was writing, I guess, for Hejaitim people who are not really what you would call, you know, B'nai Teira, serious scholars. I guess maybe today you would call them Nevuchim. They're people who basically, in other words, it's what's called Kiruv. They have to give all different types of answers, which, you know, which really are not in line with the proper theology. But if they don't give them these answers, then they go off the derech. Okay, it's interesting, today in Kiruv is exactly opposite. You give them the most, well, any case. Anyway, but that's what the Chasam Sofer says. But it's hard to believe, like I said, it's hard to believe that the Rambam, as we've discussed already, that this contention that Rambam was only speaking to Nevuchim, right? We've discussed already, this is not clear at all in if you read through the entire Rambam's entire introduction.
That was Rishonim was saying also.
I know, whatever it is. Well, not Rishonim, I think it's Acharonim was saying. Rishonim, that's an Acharonim already. The Rishonim didn't say. The Ramban, in all of his arguments, the Rambam never said the Magen Avraham was written for Hejaitim. I think the concept of written for Nevuchim was a post-medieval invention. Now, the Rambam called the work the Magen Avraham, but maybe another time we'll speak about that. It's clear that what the Rambam had in mind was not, I think, what the Achronim have in mind when speaking about the Rambam. The Rambam was actually speaking to intelligent people, or not to, whatever it is. Now, in any case, let's assume that's a contradiction. So, in other words, last week, I want to raise a possible tale, it's a proper resolution of this contradiction. So, what I wanted to claim is that clearly we have to understand that in the Tamei Mitzvahs of the Rambam, we're speaking about what the Rambam understands to be the Mitzvahs D'Araisa, in other words, the Torah Mitzvahs. Now, what are the Mitzvahs D'Araisa? So, the Rambam, as we all know, wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs based upon the Gemara statement, Torah Tzivolanu Moshe, and Shnayim Shomu Piyagavula, that there were a total of 613 Tayag Mitzvahs. And the Rambam actually listed a list of 613 Mitzvahs, Tayag Mitzvahs. And there the Rambam, in his Sharoshim, explains which Mitzvahs did he list, which did he not list. And there the Rambam clearly says is that
any halacha which is derived from the Torah Shebi'al Peh, for the most part, if it's a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, right, then, well, actually, there's not any mitzvah which is just halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, but the Rambam says that any mitzvah which is listed through the drashas, for the most part, the Rambam says he did not list them as being one of the Tayyad mitzvahs. So, clearly, when the Rambam of the Moreh Nevuchim is speaking about the Talmei mitzvahs, he's speaking about those mitzvahs which we can understand to be the mitzvahs as they were revealed at Sinai. That's clear. Torah, Tzivos, and Moshe, those mitzvahs that were commanded to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. And with the what's called Perushim HaMefusam that the Rambam explains, those Perushim Moshe Rabbeinu, which we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Nevuah. So that's what the Rambam is speaking about in the Moreh Nevuchim, right? However, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is clearly, when he speaks about Korbanos, he's not only referring to what are the actual mitzvahs deraisa of the Korbanos, but he's referring to all the halacha of the Korbanos that learn from drashas, right? And the Rambam certainly understood that even though these mitzvahs are in fact deraisa, they were in fact learned from drashas of Chazal, generated by Chazal, and because of this, the drashas come from the Pesukim, and certainly they have a din deraisa according to the Rambam. But nonetheless, the Rambam is not referring to the halachas of the Korbanos, which are explicitly in the Pesukim. The Rambam is referring to all the laws of Korbanos that learn from the Yudgim Midas. So, what I wanted to claim is that since the Rambam, the Shitasa, the Rambam holds that these dinim are also deraisa, that's clear from the first Sheresh in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and that's clear from the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, that even though the halacha is learned from a drasha of Chazal, is generated later on in history, the Rambam says that even a second Sanhedrin could overturn the drasha of a first Sanhedrin. Nonetheless, that has a din deraisa, it's called to be Menat Torah. So, in other words, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, when he concludes the halachas of Me'ilah, right, halachas of Me'ilah, and in the halachas of Me'ilah, there's basically only three mitzvahs, one mitzvah's Aseh and two mitzvahs Lais Aseh, but there's literally hundreds of halachas of Me'ilahs which Chazal learned through the Yud Gimel Midas. So, in such a case, I would say that, in fact, when the Rambam is speaking about, Chukim, which might be more difficult to understand, it could possibly be those halachas, which in fact actually are learned by Chazal, which have it in Torah. They're called the Araisa, but in other words, a person in fact might not be able to take all those halachas and fit them within the Tama Mitzvah that the Rambam gave in the Moreh Nevuchim. Now the fact is that the Rambam himself, in Perach Chavav, does say, and we learned this too, I forget which shiur this was, that the details of the mitzvahs cannot be understood. In other words, the Rambam said one can only understand, the Rambam says this in the Schwartz edition, this is page 514, page 515. The Rambam there was commenting upon the Medrash, which as you know was brought by the Ramban, that the Medrash says, what does it make a difference to Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether you shecht from the back of the neck or the front of the neck? So the Rambam says that a person could spend his whole life, he'll never come to understand really the details of a mitzvah, right? There might be a reason, l'chayre, but a person can never understand the details of the mitzvah. In other words, well, actually, the Rambam says a principle, whatever it is, a person can never understand the details of the mitzvah. We'll leave that, what the Rambam was in principle or not. But a person can never understand the details of the mitzvah. So in other words, so since at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, the Rambam is also not only giving me the general mitzvah, but all the details of the mitzvah, so in other words, I could say that what the Rambam is referring to, the Korbanos, is the Korbanos together with all their details, right? So what we have all the details, which the Rambam says in the Moreh Nevuchim, Perach Chavav, I can't understand. Plus, the Rambam was speaking about all the drashas of Chazal, but certainly the drashas of Chazal, it's very difficult to fit those into, in other words, you can't fit them into a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbon, because those are things which Chazal darshan from deeper layers, deeper levels of the Pesukim. So I would say that there's simply no stira between the Moreh Nevuchim and what he says in Hilchos Me'ilah. Hilchos Me'ilah is referring to all of these of the Korbanos, whether they're before the Pesukim, whether they're derived through the Yud Gimel Midas, and the Moed Nevuchim, the Rambam is just referring to the clear pshat of the pasuk as we understand through the halach, either through the halach of Mishpat Sinai, or Chazal understand to be the very, very clear, simple reading of the pasuk and the clear understanding of the command without the details. So I don't see where there's any reason to think there's a contradiction between the Moed Nevuchim and the Hilchos Me'ilah. Okay? Now, I think the objection was raised, and that's why we ended with a hullabaloo at the very end of last week's shiur. So people were accusing me of saying, well, you've taken the Torah and make it totally irrational and ununderstandable, right? So first of all, the Rambam didn't say, that was the reason why I read through the entire Hilchos Me'ilah. The Rambam didn't say that in principle, I can't understand it. The Rambam says that somehow, you know, we haven't thought about it enough, or maybe our intellects are not powerful enough, we don't have enough knowledge to fully understand things as much as possible. But it doesn't mean that in principle I shouldn't use my intellect. You know, that's what I wanted to make very, very clear. The Rambam is not telling people to not use your intellect. We're supposed to use our intellect. We're supposed to understand our intellects are bounded, and because they're bounded, we can't dismiss a mitzvah, right, as something which is foolish, and therefore we shouldn't subjugate ourselves to it. On the contrary, what distinguishes the Torah, the Holy Torah, from all other secular knowledge is that all secular knowledge, what I don't understand, I reject. The Torah, on the contrary, says the more the Rambam brings from David HaMelech, that the more the kaitz of Dasa Adam, the more is meisib the vekas of Torah. But the vekas of Torah, I understand the Rambam, the real the vekas of, you know, what the Rambam says, the fi kaitz of Dasa Adam, I am meisib the vekas of Torah. But I want to say this is not called Hasidish of the Vekas, that somehow I try to be Bedubek in something which I don't understand. But I would say that the Vekas of the Rambam is what the Rambam speaks about in Hilchos Tshuva Paraches, that a person's intellect is Dovuk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, in other words, the more a person has Kodesh Das, the more he has to make a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's intellect, try to understand things. Like the Rambam says, we have to constantly try to understand things. But in any case, I don't see that there's any inherent contradiction between what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah and the Moed Nevuchim. In other words, I think that any attempt to create a contradiction would do respect to the Chasam Sefer, Ruach Hashem Befiv, but I guess in his Hakdamas I could argue on it. In Halach, I'm not going to argue with it. In his Hakdamas you can argue with it. That in other words, I don't see any, first of all, the Rambam is not saying that in principle I can't understand something. The Rambam is saying is that certain, that just because I don't understand it doesn't mean I should dismiss it. That's what Rambam is saying. And chukim are things that very likely won't understand them. And secondly, I don't think the Rambam is referring to the general mitzvah of Kabbalah. He's speaking about all the details which he lists in Hilchos Me'ilah. And I think that's the important thing that we have to understand from the Rambam. So I don't know, in my opinion, of any place where there's a serious contradiction between the Rambam in the Moed Nevuchim and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. It's just that a person has to be aware of the fact what issues the Rambam is dealing with in the Moed Nevuchim and what is he dealing with in the Mishnah Torah. In the Moed Nevuchim, the Rambam is dealing with the Tayyik mitzvahs as he presented them in his Sefer mitzvahs, and that refers to the mitzvahs before most of the drushes of Chazal. He brings only those drushes which was clear for him, Aram Mesera from Moshe Rabbeinu, but most of the drushes he leaves out. The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah is referring after the Chasimus Hashatz. If you're interested in Chasimus Hashatz, you should listen to our series on Chasimus Hashatz. In Chasimus Hashatz, we have all the drushes of all the Tanayim, the Sifra, the Teres Kahanim, all the Gemaras in Kachin, and the Rambam is there referring to an entire different body of knowledge. So I don't see how a person could even begin to ask a question. But in any case, in terms of the general Weltanschauung, the general Shkaf of the Rambam, that mitzvahs have a time. We might be humanly, at this point, a person might not be able to apprehend that time. But I think the Rambam is being completely consistent in the Mishnah Torah, in the Moed Nevuchim. The Rambam is not saying, don't look for a time. Sacrifice your intellect. There's no tam. There's only devekas. There's only spiritual emotion and spiritual a spiritual high. The Rambam is saying that a person has to try to achieve a tam, but and this is an endless thing, might be, but it's not that a person should not apply his intellect. So I don't see really where there's a dispute between these two things. Okay, I think this is, is anyone arguing, have I made the thing totally irrational? No, I think I've made things the way we thought they would. But I wanted to
just to summarize or clarify, Rabbi Trubitz's statement last week was that the Rambam says only the Torah mitzvahs are rational and the rabbinic mitzvahs are not necessarily rational.
Yeah, but I didn't mean about it. That's why I'm clarifying what I said.
So again, just repeat.
What the Rambam is saying, that I can't necessarily understand all the reasons. I'm speaking about everything that is added by the Torah Shebi'al Peh up until the Chasimus HaShas, both the details and the things that are learned from the Torah Shebi'al Peh, which the Rambam brings in Hilchos Be'ilah. On that he's saying, in other words, the Rambam in the Moed Nevuchim always speaks about the general notion of a korban. But he's not including all the details, not including every drosha in the Teres Ka'anim, right, which Chazal Dashan, in which the Rambam, you know, the Gemara accepts the Rambam list in Hilchos Be'ilah. So he's referring to two different things. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so there's absolutely no, so you have to know where the Rambam is speaking. It's like, for example, we've mentioned several times, for example, I think in Negative Theology, I mentioned the fact that the Rambam says clearly in the Mishnah Torah, a person who thinks that Kosh Boko is a body is a mit. On the other hand, the Rambam says clearly in the Mer Nevuchim, in Chelek Aleph Perek Chavav, that's chapter 26 of the first section, that the Torah deliberately wrote, used anthropomorphic terms, because there are certain people who otherwise would not be able to relate to God otherwise. So what does it mean? Kosh Boko Chas Rasham was making people into minna? But rather, when the Rambam is writing the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is writing after the Rambam himself says in Perek Chavtes in Mer Nevuchim, that most of the world has accepted monotheism. So therefore, a person would think that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, at the time of the Rambam's writing of the Mishnah Torah, as a body, he's really a min. But at the time they left Mitzrayim, as the Rambam himself says in Mer Nevuchim, and as the Chasam Sofer says in a drasha in Parshas B'Shalach, I'm going to bring the Chasam Sofer as a raya, that when they left Mitzrayim, basically, halalu ovdei avodah zarah, v'halalu ovdei avodah zarah, that's a Yalkut Ruveni, by the way, that's the Makor. I think I've been coupling for that Makor. And the fact is that, in other words, the Rambam is speaking to two different generations, to two different audiences. So, I mean, in other words, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is speaking, right, towards an audience in the 12th century, the 13th century, and the Rambam in the 12th century, and the Rambam in the Moed Nevuchim is referring to the generation of Mitzrayim. So therefore, in other words, there's no contradiction. I think the same is true here too. We have to understand to whom the Rambam is directing, or what he's speaking about. Okay, and I think that should be pretty clear. Okay, now I wanted to just speaking about intellect and understanding things. I just wanted to bring another Rambam. One Rambam deserves another Rambam, and it's a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perek Sheni. Right. And the Rambam is up there speaking about the tzivoy of Al Tifnu El Olilim. And the Rambam there says that part of the tzivoy is that a person shouldn't think about Avodah Zarah, they shouldn't read works about Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam says, right? The Rambam says in halacha base. The Rambam says Sfarim Rabbim Chibru Obdei Avodachama Vaydasa Hech Ikra Vaydasa. The Rambam, the Obdei Avodazara wrote many works describing paganism. Sivagon Bo Shalom De Christ Boys and Sfarim Klav. We shouldn't read them. Vlona Haraba Vlo Bidvav Bidavra. We shouldn't think about them. Even though the Rambam says clearly in the Moed Nevuchim, he read all the works of the Sabbatean agriculture, whatever it is. But there, I mean, the Achrayim speak about that the Rambam's written with. Learned them in order to be meshiv on them, to the car of the Nevuchim. But in any case, the Rambam says, V'chol alavim ha'elo, in halacha gemel, right? Shui lo yifne ach avoyz chachav v'chol anifta achareya b'der shu oysa bo ma'isa ha'reza loike. Now, the Rambam is interesting. The Rambam now, usually when the Rambam goes into Musar and Ashkaf, he goes at the end of halachas. But here, interesting, the Rambam says in the middle of Perek Sheni, in halacha gemel. Says the Rambam, anything that a person is oiki kra teira, we shouldn't think about it. Very interesting. The Rambam says we shouldn't even think about being oiker, uprooting a foundation of the Torah. Because the das of a person is katsara. Not all intellects can understand the truth properly. If every person follows all of his thoughts, machmes a oilem lefikitz a daitai, right? Pamim yaswa steps up against the Torah, etc., etc. And sometimes after the vua, right? And sometimes terminal shemayim, right? And etc., etc. Well, in zeziyot tira demalos asu achri levavchem. So, in other words, here we have an incredible thing. Here the Rambam is saying, you know, don't think about things, right? So, if a person is going to think about something, he might be Iker. So, we're commanded not to think about it, not to consider it. So, isn't the Rambam saying here we shouldn't think about things? My young son living in Chevron Yeshiva brought this Rambam, attacked me with this Rambam 2 weeks ago at the Shabbos table in front of all the guests. So, Ishtenu Chadashah. But I want to tell you what I want to be dayik in the Rambam, what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam says, "Bipnei shel dashel adam katzara, v'loy kol hadayas, not all the dayas can be masig emes, not everybody can be masig emes." If every person, this Nimshach, follows his Bakshava, he destroys the world. What's the Rambam saying? For those people who can't think, I wrote the Yogimel Ikrim. That's the Babanel, the service of Rosh Hashanah. Not everybody can think. This is not, I'm not speaking, the Rambam says, I'm not speaking to my audience in the Meir Nevuchim. What?
But
the Leisa say, but he was speaking about Bechlau, the Inyan of thinking about Ikrim. That's Avodah Zarah. This is being stab of apikosis. It's not because of Avodah Zarah. That's why the Rambam is going off on a tangent here. The Rambam is saying is, I'm speaking here to a different audience. The audience, the reason the Mishnah Torah, everybody has to learn the halacha. The Meir Nevuchim is only for special people. I want to claim the Rambam emphasizes, Lo kol hadayos shekol lasik aborav. If you shall call out the machshav machshav liboy. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is, not everybody can think about things deeply. And if people do, if everybody's going to think about some things deeply, then some people will come to apikosis, rachman al-islam. But it doesn't mean, says the Rambam, that a person, there are certain people who won't come to apikosis. And that's people who I'm speaking to in the Meir Nevuchim. That's what I said to my son.
He said,
I'm not sure he was makabel that answer. Except for that answer. But I want to say, here the Rambam is clearly, in the Mishnah Torah, he's being very, very meduyek, he's being very precise in what he says, but the Rambam is clearly indicating that there's different types of people. Now I want to be miyash of the Rambam. How come the Rambam learned the Sifrei Avodah Zarah? He speaks about it. In fact, he says, I read all their books. How can the Rambam say this? He read it because the Rambam understood that he would never be. The Rambam, who himself gave proofs of the existence of God, gave proof to all these things. The Rambam certainly was a thinker, the profoundest level, who understood that thinking about these things could never bring him to heresy. And that's the real tale, it's the real answer why the Rambam was matir himself. Not because of Kilav and Shazad Chak and the Jaitim and the Mukhim. The Rambam felt he wasn't part of the system. And that's clear. Derech Agav, you should know something, I just want to mention, and this is to my son too, the Rambam is speaking about Ikriya Torah. He's not speaking about Narishkeit. He's speaking about Ikriya Torah. In other words, if a person, in other words, he's speaking about the fundamental Ikriya Torah. And what Ikriya Torah is speaking about?
As opposed to...
He listened. Avodah Zarah, Nevuah, Torah Min HaShamayim, right? That's what he's speaking about. But he's not speaking about every prat of every Hashkafic line that people think is Geraisa. That's all I'm saying. The Rambam is speaking about very, very fundamental things. He's not speaking about every, you know, every detail of every hashkol. Anyway, whatever it is. Anyway, enough of that. But all I want to say is, clearly we see here in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is addressing this issue, and we have to understand who the Rambam is referring to, which audience is he speaking, and if we know that, then there's no contradictions a priori. And that's what I'm going to claim. The same Machaber who wrote the Mishnah Torah wrote the Mishnah Nevuchim. The Rambam himself in the Mishnah Torah refers to the Mishnah Nevuchim, which means the Rambam doesn't say, I wrote the Mishnah Nevuchim, I have to bring a kapara, I have to bring korban chatas. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam in the Mishnah Nevuchim refers to the Mishnah Torah. So you can't say that after he wrote the Mishnah Nevuchim, he was Chayz B'Tshuva and wrote the Mishnah Torah, because the Mishnah Torah is very proud to refer, the Mishnah Nevuchim is very proud to refer to the Mishnah Torah. So it's clearly that the Mishnah Nevuchim was probably certainly was not the earlier work. So, in other words, there's no reason to assume that there is a contradiction between Nevuchim and the Mishnah Torah. This is the opinion of many scholars. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky once told me, and he writes several places, that he didn't believe that there's any steam between the Mishnah Nevuchim and the Mishnah Torah. Everything can be worked out, and you have to understand all the works of the Rambam, right, are consistent. Certainly the Mishnah Torah and the Nevuchim, they're written later on in his life. Even the Parash of Mishnayos too, even though there might be differences between the Torah and the Parash of Mishnayos, but the Nevuchim and the Mishnah Torah was certainly written later in his life. You shouldn't assume there's any stilas. The Shkaf of the Rambam is clearly consistent, and there's no reason to think that the Rambam writes words that he didn't believe were thoroughly true. Peh Kadosh did not say things that he didn't believe in. That's my opinion. Okay, in any case, I want to go back to one more thing which we spoke about, and that was brought actually in the Ramban. The Ramban, as we mentioned, said that there was a site to the carbon. Let's maybe back up, and let's really back up, and speak about the Ramban. Of course, objected to the Rambam's tam, the reason for the Kabbalahs, and the Rambam brought two reasons in the Perush Ramban, the commentary of the Ramban of Nachmanides to the Chumash in Vayikra. He says, "Breach nichoyach yishel Hashem." So there, the Ramban says that first of all, when a person brings a korban and sees the different parts of the korban which are being burnt on the altar, so therefore he's supposed to vicariously identify with himself with the fact that through sinning, it really should be he himself who, in fact, you know, is guilty of a crime which he's in fact chayavisi. In fact, because Baruch Hu gave man all these organs and he should utilize them for God's worship, and he's basically corrupted them, and because of that, he himself should be being burnt on the altar. And that's supposed to give the person, you know, this feeling, this impression, and this consciousness of the seriousness of his sin. Then there goes the Ramban and says that there's a soid in the korban. The Ramban quoted a Gemara at the end of Menachos. And there, the Gemara in Menachos says, he quotes here a brisa, Tanya Omer Shimon Azai says, I'm in Daf Kuf Yud about Aleph in Menachos, folio 110 side 8. Omer Shimon Azai, Boy Re'ei Maksi Bepashas Kobonos. Go and see what's written in the Kashka Donos. Shiloi Namba Behem, Loi El, Kael, doesn't say Kael, Veloi Elokim, Ela Hashem, Ela says the Kodesh Baruch. You shouldn't give a reason or an opportunity for Bali Din, those people to argue on you, the people to argue on you. Bali Din. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says. Now, what's interesting is that the Ramban brings this as a raya that there's a side to the Korban. In other words, the Korban is not Elohim, the Korban is Yud Kevavke. And the side of the Korban is that in Elohim, we focus on the multiplicity and plurality of the world, which is actually Avodah Zarah. And Yud Kei Vav Kei is to, in fact, to show how all the composite, you know, the myriad parts of the world are all connected. And that brings us to the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem HaMafurish, right? Which is actually which actually, you know, brings together all of the worlds, all the alamas, right? Elohim is always Lashon Rabim, which is the Baal HaKoyches, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Mashkiach on all the different detailed aspects of the world. Yudke Vavke is God in His unity, God in His Achdus. So the Rambam is saying that. Now what's very interesting is that in the Meshech Chachma, Yos HaMeach, and I think I mentioned him last week too, has a Hagdama to Vayikra. In the Vayikra. And there he brings the Shittas of the Rambam, the Shittas of the Rambam, and he tries to make, I guess what he calls a Peshara, a compromise between them. And the Meshech Chachma says there that that up until the Bama, until the building of the Beis HaMikdash, we had periods where the Bamas were permitted, that people could sacrifice, any person could sacrifice wherever he wants, at a one stone altar. That's called the Bama. And says the Meshech Chachma, he brings several rayas from Chazal, that the Bama is actually, the reason for the Bama is could be actually for the sake of weaning us off of a Avodah Zarah. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. It says that once the Beis HaMikdash is built, then in fact, actually, we can't think of Kabbanis as just being things to wean us from Agnes culture. Kabbanis have a, we think of Kabbanis as having a deep side, a deep Talmud, the Ramban says, and it's coming clearly to unite all of the different worlds. Now, I just wanted to say that the Meshech Chachma's Teret is Ke'en my Teret, because he's speaking that they're different, that there's a different tekufas, different eras. In other words, during Bayis Rishon, during Bayis Sheni, you already had the beginnings of Teresh Bial Peh. But in any case, the Sanhedrin system was Kasagozis. I don't want to, you know, the Meshech Chachma is not saying something radically different than I'm saying, but in any case, what's interesting is, Meshech Chachma does bring this Braisa, and Meshech Chachma says this Braisa, he doesn't bring the Ramban, to my knowledge, this Braisa is a riot to the Rambam. He says, Tanya Amr Shimon ben Azayot, Boyu Re'ei, Ma Kosu B'Pashas Kabonis, Shaloi Namahen Loikel, V'Loi Elokim, El Hashem, Shaloi Litein Piskon Peh, L'Baletim Lachloik, the Baletim should not be Choylik. Who the Baletim? L'Chad the Baletim are the people who are Odeh Avodah Zarah. The Baletim are people who are Odeh Avodah Zarah, and the Meshech Chachma says, here we see that we're bringing the Kabbalah. He said the Baletim shouldn't say there's a, they shouldn't say there's a wind god, they shouldn't say there's a cow god, they shouldn't say there's a chicken god, that basically we burn all these things. Otherwise, the Meshech Chachma understood, and I think really the simple meaning of the Braisa is like the Meshech Chachma, that the only reason I'm committing you Kabbalah, Hakabin says, this Elohim, is that the Baletim should not, in other words, should not come to be chaylik. In other words, if I called it Kel and Elohim, they would think, okay, you're sacrificing the gods like we're sacrificing the gods. Once I say Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're saying that the same sacrifices that you're offering, I'm offering towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Baletim can't say, well, burning an animal is just a sacrifice to a pagan god, to different gods and different aspects of the natural world. So we say, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's one god. All the different parts of the world were created by one god. So in other words, However, Reb Shimon ben Azai's Braisa here in Menachos, according to the Meshech Chachma, is a clear raya to the Shitas HaRambam. And it's interesting that the Ramban takes this Braisa and brings it that there's a side in the Kabbonis, a very interesting thing. So I thought really that how, you know, it is true that we have an interesting thing. It says Yudke Vavke, you know, it doesn't say Kel Elokim, but why would the Ramban understand that this is in fact actually a site. I mean, now I would say the following thing. The symbol understanding is that the Ramban is not really interested in Loli Ten Piskan Pella Baladin Lachloik. All the Ramban wants to get out of this Braisa is just to say that the side of the Kabbonis is Yud Kei Vav Kei. In other words, he's not really interested in the second half of the Maimer, which is probably the main part of the Maimer, but he's just interested in the fact
that Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is making a, in other words, is making an observation that all korbanos are yud kei vav kei, and that's intentional. In other words, so the Rabban basically is taking his yisayid, his central side, his theme, his understanding of the base of the korbanos, not from actually Rabbi Shimon ben Azai's statement, but from Shimon ben Azai's observation that the korbanos are only yud kei vav kei and not Kel Elokim, which seems to indicate that the Kabbalists are, the site is the site of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what Private Rambam would argue in the Meshe Chavma. But what I wanted to say even more is that he goes on and says, Boyer A, Mak see Bepashis Kabbalists. See what it says, the Kasim Kabbalists. Right? Shaloi Na'avahem Loikel, V'loi Elokim. Let's say Kel Elokim. El Hashem. It uses Yud Kevavke. Shaloi Tain Piskan Pela Bali Nachloi. The Bali Din should not be Choylik. Okay? And then he goes on and says, V'nemar B'shor Hagas Ishei Reach Nichoyach. It says in the Shor Hagas, in other words, Ishei Reach Nichoyach. And the Oif Hadak, it says Ishei Reach Nichoyach. ובמנחה ישבר נחויח, לא אמר לך, איך הרמה בה ואיך הרמה מית, whether you bring a large carbon, a shor, whether you bring a small carbon, or even a mincha, a wafer offering, right? ובד שיחב נסלי בלשמיים, שיחב נסלי בשמיים, right? ושמע תאימה להכילו צריך, etc. etc. Oh, it goes on and on. Reb Shimon, in other words, Reb Shimon ben Azai's din is a series of statements. First it begins and says, you shouldn't give pischei peh lebali lachloik. That's statement number one. And he says number two, and it says, ishei rei nechoyach, by, in the case of a large animal, a shor, cow, and by a chicken, and by a wafer offering, a mincha, whatever you call it in English, right? Ech ramaba yukhanu yoshamayim. Then we get to b'chavati b'shamayim, right? And then he goes on and on. I want to claim the following thing. And then he goes on, etc., more statements. It could possibly be that the Shimon ben Azai is giving us the whole evolution of the Kabbalists. In other words, in this statement, he's beginning by saying, first of all, it said, doesn't say Kel Elokim, but Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the Baal Din should be Choylik. That's maybe the time of the Lev Mitzrayim. Or when the Kiyotar was given. And then it says, Yishei Reh Nechoyach Hashem, that he says, Ech Ramavah, Ech Ramamayit, Ovat Shechab Liba Shamayim, which is like a general Musa. It has nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. It's a general Musa. In other words, what Reb Shimon, I want you to look at your Gemara after you listen to this video. Reb Shimon Azai, basically, in my opinion, is giving us the history of Kabbalahs, from the Torah Shebichsav down to the Drosh of Chazal. Ech Ramah v'chamayis, it's clearly a Drosh of Chazal. It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. So, it could possibly be that Reb Shimon ben Azai is basically echoing my Shita, is that in fact, there's a understanding of Kabbalahs as it was understood when the Torah was given, the Midbar, when Klal Yisrael were immersed Halalu Oide Vedazara, until Echra Baba Vechra Mamai, which by the way, the Gemara says it in other contexts, in Daf Yitzayin, but Aleph and Brochay, the Gemara says it in Gabi Lima Ratayla. In other words, the Kabbalahs garner new meaning in every generation. Of course, this is all to come to say that the Torah is extremely deep and new meaning is revealed in every generation. But in other words, what Reb Shimon Azai is saying is that just look and see that at every stage in history, we can bring out a meaningful understanding of the notion of Kabbalahs, and this is precisely because that the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, Kadosh Baruch Hu is everything in every generation, as the Rambam elaborates clearly in the Mor Nevuchim, as well in the Mishnah Torah, and that the Psukim, right, are filled with infinite meaning, and every generation finds of Chazal in our Masorah tradition, finds that meaning which is relevant in that generation, up until the Gemara says in the same daf above that kol ha'oisik b'teres chatas kiilu hikriv chatas. Kol ha'oisik b'teres asham hikriv asham. And the Gemara learns from a pasuk. But even a person learns kachim, it's as if he's actually sacrificing kachim. So in other words, I want to conclude that Reb Shimon bar Azai is actually giving, in fact, expression to this evolutionary understanding of the emergence of different levels of meaning of the Torah. Now, this is, I mentioned at the very beginning of this Shia that this is the 12th. This is the 12th, and I think, even though I think we might have advertised this as being 20 Shiurim, but it's already becoming Ben Azmanim, I realize I will not be able to fit in 20 Shiurim, and who knows in Elul if there will be any interest or other resources to continue these Shiurim. So I think in the meanwhile, we'll probably end the Tamei Mitzvahs after the 12th Shia. We have certainly a Rav. I'm not sure if it's a Ruba de Menachre. Ruba de Menachre is usually 7 out of 10. I don't think that's 12 out of 20.
There's one or two for that.
But in any case, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Hatzlacha Rabba Kol Tov, and have a good Zuma, have a nice vacation.